and a boy, for example, left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say that he told his mama he was going to school, mm-hmm. but he never really went.
What did you say?
Deserted school?
No, not deserted.
Played hooky or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, something like that. Played hooky. That'd
be W-O-L.
Yeah, I mean.
A-W-L. But yeah. In school, while he played hooky, uh-huh. that uh-huh. would be the right term.
And then you'd say, you go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, they go into the
go into the first grade.
Mm-hmm. Now, years ago, I think, they tell me that children would sit on benches mm-hmm. in school, but now, of course, they sit at
their desk.
Mm-hmm. And each one has his own individual
desk.
And I guess they didn't have that when you were going to school.
I really don't know what kind of, we had big long benches, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what
And we didn't have any place to put our books, but mm-hmm. we'd stack them where we were supposed mm-hmm. to sit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you said something about from the Army. Were you ever in the Army?
No. My right hand kept me
oh,
out of
Oh, because of the
trigger,
cradle incident
trigger finger.
When they're, oh
burned
yeah, that's
off.
Right. Yeah, when it was burned off in the cradle. Yeah, well, I guess there's some.
They signed me up, and the boy signed me up. He let me get to the door and said, Bert, wait a minute, come back here. Said, we've got to do this all over again. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you didn't name your finger, and I didn't either. And I said, I forgot about it.
Oh.
I said, don't tell them, but I can shoot a gun just because
he probably could. Yeah, but I guess they didn't think about that. A building that's built especially for books is called a
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And people go to see a movie at a
theater.
And you have an operation in the
hospital.
And a woman who takes care of people in the hospital is called a
nurse.
Now, in the old days, of course, they don't do this much anymore, but you'd catch a train at the
railroad station,
mm-hmm.
depot.
Mm-hmm. Now, an open place like built around the courthouse, where there'd be grass and everything, mm-hmm. that'd be called a
courtyard.
Court park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there'd be that court park. If a person were to cut across the field instead of like following the road to get someplace, you'd say that the direction they went was
anti-godly.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Say that again.
Anti-godly across the field.
That's what I was wondering about. That's exactly what I was wondering.
Sidewalking across the field.
Well, you'd just be walking across the field, but you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
go anti-godly across it.
Well, is anti-godly the same thing as catty corner?
Yes.
It means?
About the same.
About
thing.
The same as yeah. that. I was wondering what that would mean, or if you would use catty corner. Now, in the cities, they used to have things that, before they had buses, they had things that ran on tracks with the wire on
them. Streetcars.
And then here in Boone County, Harrison is the
county seat.
And the post office is run by the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And